Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, happy Cyber Monday to you, upstate. Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. We got an echo in there. Coming up, I got a question to ask the one man that knows the answer.
Viva el Presidente!
Yes, sir.
I hope I can live up to your expectations.
I was just talking about the absolute immunity that DAs and prosecutors have against anything done against them civilly if they go out there and do a Rittenhouse on you.
Yeah.
And to me, when I look at that, this basically means that there is, at least in one aspect, an avenue for the state to do whatever you want to somebody, whatever they want to somebody.
Yeah.
Like we're seeing it with the January 6th trespassers. And you can't do anything about it. Even if you win the day, and you come out, Rittenhouse, he didn't pay for his own stuff, but he had to raise, $2 million just to get out of jail and all this other nonsense just to be free. When everybody that looked at this, including people like Jonathan Turley and Alan Dershowitz, looked at these videos and said, clear-cut case of self-defense.
Yeah.
I mean, should we have that in this society today? The way everything becomes politicized.
I understand the need for there to be some protection for the state when it does take action. However, this has become so over-politicized. The ability of the politicians to weaponize the district attorney's offices and to make charges, politically charged charges in many cases, against certain individuals that exhibit behavior that is then misportrayed in the media and also through the spokespeople with regard to the state and their charges. So, this is a real problem. I mean, you have folks on one side of the aisle who are wanting there to be no more legal protection for police or law enforcement when they take action. But, you know, it's a completely different situation when you're asking an individual that is already highly trained and accredited by the state to make a split-second decision with regard to the life-and-death situation. And it's another thing when you have attorneys who have weeks or months to try to figure out how they can promote a political agenda through the judicial system.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. This is the thing, though. This is the thing that worries me the most about this. I agree there should be some immunity for these guys to do their job. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I also believe that there has to be a very detailed fence, perimeter around what they can and can't do.
Right.
And if they breach that fence, then all of it comes down.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And guess what? You're just a regular Joe like the rest of us now. Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Lawyer up. Welcome to my world.
Right.
Because what this essentially does is this sort of closes off the idea, like with Rittenhouse, for example, or or Zimmerman or any of these other things. I mean,
the Duke lacrosse case that Tara kept bringing up. Yeah.
All these things where they get out there and they go against them. They can't go after the one guy. Although in the case of the Duke thing, Nifong, I think he got put in jail, didn't he?
Yeah, now that was one of those cases where eventually that fence didn't work.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That must have been really integrated. I didn't look too closely at that thing because that's just not my lane for the most part. But he must have been quite malfeasant in his shenanigans, which...
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean...
Well, I think that there was certainly malfeasance going on in the charging of Rittenhouse. I mean, this was...
Sure.
And listen, I understand that there are those who hate our Second Amendment rights, who want to take them away, those who feel like that any white person that does something at any time is automatically guilty, whether or not there's any evidence to support it or not. And, you know, and there may be some question as to whether or not there was a smart move to inject yourself into that situation. That's all debatable. But when it gets right down to it, when you have a situation where you are in a street during a riot and someone is attacking you and you are armed, there is no reason you should not be able to legally use your weapon to defend your life. That's what that case boiled down to.
Well, you know, the whole, you've heard that saying, an armed society is a polite society. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, yes.
See, that goes under the presumption that we all presume we're all armed.
Yeah,
and most of America doesn't think that way.
No, sadly.
And they certainly don't think that. They think if you're armed, that you and then they have all kinds of nice little things like vigilante and supremacist and white supremacist.
Oh yeah, all those little labels they want to.
Little labels. And the fact of the matter of this is that 9,000 times a day, 9,000 times today, armed citizens are going to stop crimes with guns. 99% of the time, they do not pull the trigger. They just stick a gun in a perpetrator's face and he runs.
Yeah.
And in that 1% of the time that they pull the trigger, in that 0.1% of the time they pull the trigger, they shoot the wrong person 2% versus the police shooting the wrong person 12% of the time. And armed citizens are very effective. Even the CDC came out with 3 million defensive gun uses per year. So whether they like or dislike that, this is a thing that's been going on for quite some time, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. For all of you out there that think you can take away the guns or something by going after somebody like Rittenhouse, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Logistical impossibility. But then my question becomes this. If we don't stop these prosecutors now, especially the ones, I mean, Soros owns all of the prosecutors in all the big cities. Yeah. What's to keep him from getting out there and saying, all right, I'm going to start funding dog catcher elections because I'm going to tend the dogs against the conservatives. We're going to drop them off in their fence. And when they go out there to cut their nice Tony yards, they're going to be eaten alive by the dogs. What's to stop him from doing that?
Yeah.
Where do we draw the line? Should we be getting out there saying, hey, look, local racists can only take local money?
Well, I understand the point of view. I disagree with that. But, you know, anyway, because it can be done the other way around.
It could be. But, I mean, at some point we're going to have to start trying something.
Well, trying to further restrict freedom and speech, to me, is not the way to go about doing it.
So a Hungarian disruptor throwing money into a political race where he doesn't even know where the convenience stores are to go to get him some Tylenol if he needs it. That's okay.
Then there is nothing to stop a Southern interloper from getting involved and putting money to defend that.
Oh, I agree.
Or to go up against it, rather. Yeah. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I guess that means we're going to have to lower our game. Hey, then. I guess we're going to have to.
You know the saying, Bill, freedom is never free.
Oh, I know that all too well. I had to sing that way too much when I was in Fort Jackson.
Yeah, but that also refers to blood and treasure.
It does. It does. But, I mean, in the interim, until we come to that point, we got stuff like the Rittenhouse case going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we got stuff like this Waukesha driver who shouldn't have been out on
bail. That is what is so infuriating. And this is part of the whole, to me, this is a larger part of the problem than anything, because law enforcement is doing their job. They're arresting these people. I mean, I had a county sheriff tell me years ago that the vast majority of crimes are done by the same people over and over and over and over again. They keep rearresting them, putting them in jail, and judges let them out. Yep. And that is where the real problem is. And of course, you can tie that back to the legislature in this state because of the whole judicial system to begin with. So,
you know what? You know what? The slice that it is. We'll do it again next hour. Coming up, we're going to talk about global warming and how it's being used to scare you while it's not even occurring. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. Here we live in a world where the little baby man that was on the cover of this album is suing Nirvana. Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. For that one of you who called in, we had not worked out how he was going to let me know that I had a call. So if you want to call back in, I would welcome your call. So this is the way this should go right now. Right, as far as global warming. Right now, the Arctic ice has completely rejuvenated itself. It's going to be the most this year than it has been in two decades. Now let's go to the traffic from Lee. But that's not the way we're going to do that. The whole idea that they've been pushing on you, that some of you have bought into, some of you haven't, to be fair. Is that the Arctic ice caps would melt and then the coastal cities would be underwater. Like back in 2007, scientists in the U.S. have presented one of the most dramatic forecasts yet for the disappearance of Arctic sea ice. Their latest modeling indicates that northern polar waters could be ice-free in summers within just 5 to 6 years. That was in 2007. Professor Wiesla Maslowski from the Department of Oceanography for the U.S. Navy predicted an ice-free Arctic Ocean by the summer of 2013. He added that his prediction was on the conservative side, too. Our projection of 2013 for removal of ice in the summer is not accounting for the last two minima in 2005-2007. So given that fact, you can argue that maybe our projection of 2013 is already too conservative. Also, other forecasts to be sure, you know. In 2010, Mark Sereser, the newly appointed senior scientist of the U.S. government's Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado, was famously quoted as saying, "The Arctic is screaming." Well, the problem with these prophecies is that they're, and we don't even get to see these things. They say they're based on modeling, which makes me think they go into a back room and look at their watch for however long the modeling should take, and then come back out with their already preconceived notion of what they're going to tell us. We get this. This week, the Arctic ice is approaching 10 million kilometers, the second highest ice extent of 10 million square kilometers, of any of the last 15 years. And furthermore, the years 2008-2005 are on course to be eclipsed in the coming days, weeks, as are many from the early 2000s and mid-late 1990s. This means that 2021 will soon claim the title the highest Arctic sea ice extent of the past two decades. See, I know that the climate changes. I just know that we don't have any control over it. I'm sure that we can do things that can make temporary changes in very local spots. And just as I'm sure that Mother Nature is going to take care of that. You know? And, you know, we've had global warming in our past, prior to man being here. So we have record ice coming. And right now they have ice-locked ships on the Northern Sea Route because of all this ice. They're having to send icebreakers out there to rescue them. The commissioning of the powerful ice-breaking vessels comes as severe sea ice conditions have taken shippers by surprise. There are now about 20 vessels that are either stuck or struggling to make it across the icy waters. Well, right now you're going, well, Bill, what about that Antarctic sea ice? You haven't mentioned that now, have you? Well, let's talk about that. The South Pole has just witnessed a historically cold winter. Between the months of April and September, the South Pole averaged a temperature of minus 61.1 degrees centigrade, or minus 78 degrees Fahrenheit. And that was the region's coldest six-month spell ever recorded. And it was comfortably usurped the previous coldest coreless winter on record, the minus 60.6 degrees centigrade, minus 77 degrees Fahrenheit, from 1976. As a matter of fact, according to a study released last week, paleoclimate data indicate that there was less Arctic sea ice during the pre-industrial period than in modern times, or when CO2 concentrations were 100 ppm lower than today. Scientists assert that during the 18th and 19th centuries, Arctic sea ice extent minimum values averaged 5.54 million square kilometers. Those modern sea ice losses were often characterized as dangerously low. Satellite data indicate the 2002 to 6-5-year average minimum sea extent was 5.92 million square kilometers, which is 0.38 square kilometers above the 1700s and 1800s, or pre-industrial levels. How do we explain this one? Well, there is no explanation for that, because it's, you know, this is not about saving you or saving the climate. This is about creating a new currency. This is about, you know, for all of these guys that are out there saying, you know, the crypto guys are out there trying to usurp the government of taxable income. Well, the government, in the form of Barack Obama and the Joyce Foundation, they wanted to start something called, it was basically a climate exchange, the Chicago Climate Exchange. And this would create a new denomination of currency called credit climate or tax, or, you know, credit tax climate, or climate credit, excuse me. I'm getting my terms mixed up here. What they would basically be doing, they would be selling like a square of clean air over the Congo. And you would get credit for that air. Even though you were buying this credit for this air, your factory is still pumping X amount of metric tons of pollution out. But because you had to tack this onto the cost of production, this climate credit purchase, now, and I use IKEA as an example, you know, you can buy a decent, okay coffee table for $35 at IKEA. This will take the $35 coffee table and make it $500. Now, that's just on the coffee table end of the spectrum. Think of what this means to heat your house. Think of what this means to buy a house, the materials that go into building a house. Think of what this means to run your car. We will go right to her when we get back. Going to talk on the phones when we get back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Susan in Minnesota. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Bill, from nice Minnesota.
You're right. My network is in Minnesota, so I have good feelings towards Minnesota.
I have turned so many people on to the 106.3 radio app at Battleground America up here, so I hope things will change. I just want to jump in. I teach this material about climate change.
Sure.
And one of the things I talk about with the Antarctic, people don't realize in 2017, they had to readjust Australia because it was 6 feet off of GPS because Australia is moving so fast, closer towards the equator. Why? There's a mid-ocean ridge, which is an underwater volcano system that sits between Antarctica and Australia. And when this thing opens up, it pushes the plates away. Well, when you have a 2.5-mile mountain range being built, it changes your ocean currents, changes your chemistry of the water. And as we know, warm water cannot handle CO2. But if they're going to change your warm water currents, what's that going to do to Antarctic ice? Hello? Hello? and this is the thing, is I talk about this, and I'm going to be honest. South Carolina science standards allow us to teach that material. Here in Minnesota, I got to teach how humans have changed climate. And if I can't bring in the science behind it. And when you look at data-driven material, simply data that is graphed, you really can see what's happening. And people don't understand that sunspot activity, that cycle, how much it drives our climate here on Earth. And what does it do? Warm water cannot handle CO2. And underwater volcanoes have a lot of that material spewing out. And when your water is warmer due to some high sunspot activity, it's going to spew it out into the atmosphere. Natural greenhouse gas. I demonstrate this with a can of pop. Put a can of pop in the refrigerator, put one out in the sun. All you do is bring them out, pop them open. Why does the warm can explode? You didn't shake it because water cannot handle CO2. It releases it.
See, people. Susan, when they decide to reboot Star Trek again, you should audition as Spock because you're using all this logic. And this simple logic, it escapes people, doesn't it? When you get out there, when you explain it that way, that simple illustration, they just can't get past what the big magic box is telling them, can they?
It's so easy. I show kids a map of what happens to water temperatures during a sunspot cycle. You graph it. You show it. Easy. Just simple data. Then we show the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. You put that chart on top of it. We look at magnetic storms here on Earth, and they all copy each other. And I said, well, is it the ocean driving the sun, or is it the sun driving the Earth? Hello. And I have my kids sit there and make a claim, bring in the evidence, and reason it out. It's simple.
What kind of feedback do you get from the parents for teaching them that? Do you get any?
I've had none. But the kids look at it and they go, oh, well, that's how come we don't know that? I said, well, you don't hear about that in the news, do you? You don't hear about the science. You don't hear about the logic because, well, I'll be honest, maybe the media people don't listen to their science teachers. I don't know. But I sit there and I go through, tell me why. Why would we have tropical plant fossils in Antarctica? Well, plates are moving as well. I was digging up 58-million-year-old crocodile bones in North Dakota. You tell me. North Dakota wasn't that close to the Earth, equator at that time, but you also had a different type of climate.
Right. Right.
It's a lot of combinations. There are so many variables that are driving this. You can't just say it's all humans. You can't. Yes, I agree with you. Locally, we do change things. We do.
But it's also temporary.
Scale, we don't have that power.
It's also temporary, right? It's
absolutely.
It's a local. Like, I remember during with the Event Horizon oil spill, we were told that there was a plume of oil that was 13 miles wide that was snaking its way down around the bottom. And then it got hit with a hurricane. And all of that water got swirled around, and then all of a sudden the oil dissipated because we lose a lot of oil from the floor of the ocean into the ocean every day, all the time, naturally, don't we? They just seeps out of the ground.
Well, look at the mid-ocean ridges. Look at it's a 12,500 mountain range just in the Atlantic Ocean itself. And look at the chemicals that's spewing out from the interior of the Earth. And our Earth has been doing this for billions of years, and it's still here.
I may have to start driving to Minnesota early in the morning and take my science classes. May have to just start doing that.
Well, I really miss Greenville. I want to say hi to everybody, and I really miss 106. I tell you, guys are awesome, and I'm just so happy I've been able to share this program with my friends up here who don't always agree with me politically.
Which part of Minnesota? Which part of Minnesota?
For me,
which part?
I'm in the north part of the Twin Cities in Anoka.
Okay. So you're outside of all
I'm
of
on
that.
My way. Actually, I'm on my way down to Minneapolis. I just got a new job, so I'm driving down into the cities. But,
okay, well.
I really, really miss you guys. Say hi to everybody in Greenville for me. Thank you.
I certainly will. Thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. And study up on the Krav Maga if you're going into Minneapolis as well. And, I mean, that gives me hope about what kids are being taught now. How much time do I got there, young fella? Have I got a little minute to rant about something here, or do I need to? Okay. Because I'm sure all of you, you're sitting around right now and you're very upset about the way things are going. I'm upset about the way things are going. And so after you just ate your turkey that you had to spend, I don't know, $80 on, and you filled up your SUV with gas to go across town to grandma's house, which probably cost another $80. You should take heart because everything is beginning to change with the red pilling of America. I know that conservatives are considered the Eeyore cure fan centaurs. They're always ready to see the despair, always ready to detect the doom coming at us. And there's a lot of bad stuff going on. We don't need to sugarcoat it. Our alleged president is only allegedly mentally competent. His understudy is a half-wit who got with Montel Williams. His party wants to spend trillions we don't have and is convinced that printing more money cures inflation. The media is garbage. Academia is garbage. Hollywood is garbage. The Lincoln Project is garbage that is still taking Kyle whacking the convicted pedo personally. Fauci remains unfired. The supply chain remains kinked up. And China's looking at Taiwan like Brian Stelter, who is a potato, looks at a Golden Corral steam table. Well, in the meantime, let's go back to the phones. Wes. Yes, sir. What can I do for you? I tell you what. Let's go ahead. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. I was just, you know, you talked about the Event Horizon. Do you know if you read about that, that the same egg-headed scientist that talked about the world was over because of the spill went and discovered, oh, my goodness, the Earth created an enzyme. And guess what the enzyme ate, Bill? Guess what the enzyme liked to feast on?
Did it eat oil?
Crude oil.
Crude oil?
Crude oil that had sunk to the bottom. The oil gets heavy. It sinks to the bottom of the ocean. It congeals. This enzyme comes along. You know, the same people that think the Earth, you know, everything evolved on Earth, you know, you and I climb down out of a tree, you know, Mother Earth can adapt itself and evolve. Those same people were totally shocked that a 100% organic substance. Now, what is more organic than oil?
I don't know, Wes. I forgot all about that. Thanks for reminding me. I'm running out of time, though.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. When we get back, we'll talk more about how we're winning and the things are turning. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. All right. While Nine Inch Nails is playing, I'm just going to be sitting here bouncing. Nine Inch Nails is my jam. Okay, so much for that. I know I got work to do. Talking about how we're winning. And, you know, you saw the five alarm. Hey, I'm being quite malfeasant here, aren't I? Ingles Markets Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. You saw the five-alarm meltdown on the left when it saw that, no, we were not about to immunize the Democrats' military wing of criminals, the scumbags and perverts as they run rampant in the blue venues. Self-defense remains a thing, no matter how sad it makes the MSNBC Marxist and Hollywood child rape excusers. The vindication of Rittenhouse was a huge red pill for millions of Americans who saw that the choice before them was the side of the kid who tried to help his community or the side of the degenerate who tried to help himself to kids. We are fighting back. CRT is on the ropes. The miracle ideology, which is somehow both not taught in schools and must continue to be taught in schools, is universally hated outside of colleges and public school offices and HR departments and the Trader Joe's stores where the frigid suburban wine women who get off on being told they are racist seek out their $4.99 screwtop Chardonnay, which they like okie dokie. If you want diversity, look at the people who have banded together to banish this pernicious cult. Look at Virginia, plus 10 for Biden, now swearing in a Republican who refused to shy away from fighting the cultural fight. Look at how close things happened in New Jersey, where a truck driver spent, what, $2,600 and unseated the sitting president of the Senate, Steve Sweeney, and almost took out the incumbent Democratic president, or Democratic governor, excuse me. And November 2022 is coming, and the polls, which I discount, and the reliable signs, which I do take seriously, are telling us that for Democrats, this is going to be a humiliating disaster. And none of this post-2020 failure is a surprise. A lot of us saw this coming. We warned people, and we were right. But a lot of people voted for Democrats, and a lot of people chose no mean tweets over having a president who didn't drool on his bib between the spoonfuls of mush while he's changing the channel with the clicker. Maybe in some objective sense, Trump won more votes. Maybe he didn't. The election was still garbage. I watched it. You watched it. But we've seen a lot of red legislatures moving to stop the next steal. And now we just need to force the GOP not to be so incompetent next time. I know that sounds depressing, but the GOP did okay in Virginia this month in stopping the wholesale last-minute election changes. Maybe this time they won't totally fail like they did last year, especially if you big donors do the kind of due diligence that got you rich in the first place and refuse to write the Republicans a check without first receiving a comprehensive briefing on the anti-fraud plan for 2022 and beyond. The fact is that Joe Biden is as popular as Jonah Goldberg pole dancing in a gold lame thong at CPAC, which is the closest thing he can get to a conservative pundit gig after his ridiculous "you can't fire me, I quit" performance when departing Fox by choice. And everybody knows that Grandpa Badfinger would be lucky if he ends up being merely Jimmy Carter and not James Buchanan. And that's if he even makes it another 3 years, which is not for certain. It's becoming clear that this deteriorating dementia is not long for the Oval Office. Except to him. He really thinks he's going to run again. How old is he going to be in 2024? 106? He's like Gabby Hayes without the youth and the vigor and with the crusty cranked up to 11. This guy is a disaster, which is great for us. It's undeniable that President Asterisk is going to make the Democrats go down hard, which is the one task he really should hand off to subject matter expert Kamala Harris. Whole lot of fail coming in the next couple of years, but we know how it's going to end. And these losers are getting mucked out of the stable, and we just need to keep the pressure on the Republicans who replace them. And on that front, there is good news. Have you noticed how our candidates are all acting all based and conservative woke? For some of them, that's an act, no doubt about that. But what it says is they know they need what they need to do to get to where they need to want to go. I don't care whether they're faking or whether they're serious, as long as they do what we want. And what I want is for them to destroy Marxism and sow the lib fascist fields with some salt. And in the meantime, remember this, you do have the blessings of God. We have our families. We have, our troops. Not most of the generals, no, they don't follow. But the troops are terrific. Dogs are awesome. You only have to pretend to like turkey one day a year. And people are waking up. And there are patriots in America today. Some of them willing to go the whole nine yards to make America great again. So take heart in that. It's not all bad news. It's not all bad news. Especially, that whole part about only having to pretend to like turkey once a year. Let's go do this another hour, shall we? You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.